Welcome, everybody. It has finally arrived. It took a lot of hard work and effort, but we are proud to bring you the first ever, the inaugural episode of the Bear With Us podcast. I am Matt. I am joined by my beautiful, talented, lovely life partner, Leah.
Wow.
Was that a good enough intro for you?
Yeah, that was great. You forgot a few things, but that's okay.
We only have a finite amount of time here in this lovely recording studio from which we are joining you. For those of you who are listening to this very first episode, chances are you are familiar with our alternate egos, what we do professionally to survive and enjoy. But this is totally different from that. So we're just going to give you a quick synopsis. I am a former professional athlete turned broadcaster, and I think I can handle this one too. Leah is a budding entrepreneur, also in the entertainment business, and a fashionista at heart.
Former NFL cheerleader and NBA dancer. I'm glad I'm finally allowed to talk here. If anyone does not know, Matt is very long-winded. He loves to speak and talk, and usually I'm just sitting in the corner, like, nodding my head. But now it's my turn to speak. Yeah, I'm super excited. And this, like Matt said, is everyone's fault. Everyone that's been tuning into our Instagram, this kind of just happened, and here we are. So it's all of your fault. Thank you.
Thank you for now. We will see how
our lives, how much trouble we get in.
This winds up consuming. But why don't we explain to everybody real quick, briefly, a synopsis, if you will.
First of all, why am I nervous?
I don't know why you're
nervous.
Why are you so nervous?
I'm scared. I've never done anything like this before. So this is very foreign to me. I have no idea what I'm doing. I know you, obviously. I feel very comfortable around you, but I don't feel very comfortable like hosting a podcast. You have your own podcast, and you're amazing. You're a Webby-nominated podcaster, and I am a professional
entertainer.
Wine drinker.
You're an entertainer by trade, as am I to an extent.
For anyone who doesn't know us, if they're listening to this, they probably think we're like strippers or
maybe
porn
I am.
Stars.
Maybe that's where I choose to do my entertaining. Just because that doesn't pay the bills doesn't mean I have to give up on my hopes and dreams of really bursting on through into the world of adult entertainment. But yeah, you're right. Anyone that's listening to this, particularly the first episode, probably already pretty familiar with who we are and what we do in our other lives. But this is about Bear With Us. And this came to be in a very long-term accident, basically.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's been something we've been talking and thinking about for a while. We knew we wanted to do something together. I feel like we have great chemistry and, you know, we're always on sort of the same page. And I just felt like, I mean, well, this happened, what? When was that we had that conversation?
Months ago. That's what I'm saying. It was a long-term accident that sort of all spawned from the seed of an idea of a conversation we had.
We started filming our reality show, last February. And I just feel like when we were filming that, we weren't able to be our full selves because we just started our relationship. We're in a brand new like phase in our lives. And we weren't able to like fully appreciate who each other were and like what we were doing in front of the camera. So I think over time we felt way more comfortable with each other. And we had a conversation with somebody at work about a potential project. And they were asking us what the three most important things in our relationship were.
Like in any relationship.
In any relationship.
A generalized question.
Sure. And you answered first and said
honesty.
I answered second and said communication. And then we both sort of paused in the moment and looked at each other and we looked back at the guy and we both said,
sex.
That's the third most important thing. So we're both on the same page. And I think from that point on, we're like, whoa, like we're totally like in agreement that those are the three most important things. And that's what makes and builds a great relationship. Now, that's not to say we have a perfect relationship by any means.
No, not in the least bit. However, despite being in the public eye and people might have preconceived notions about this imaginary perfect relationship that we are in, it is, in fact, far from perfect. We are more like you than you probably even realize. We have the same sort of issues, same sort of arguments and discussions that every couple has, but we thought it would be fun to maybe kind of open the door, facilitate, if you will, conversations, the communication part and the honesty part of our holy trinity.
And there might be some people out there listening like, Leah and Matt are the two last people I would ever go to ask for advice on relationships, because we were not really introduced to the world in the best manner.
I would say that's a very fair understatement. our relationship, our budding relationship, which wasn't even hardly barely official in any capacity, was kind of put out in the forefront via a bogus story in the New York Post. I don't want to bust open that scab just yet.
No,
that's a
conversation
sure
we'll get there.
For another day for sure, but there's a lot to delve into. We have a pretty unusual life as far as scheduling and travel goes ordinarily, but much like the rest of the world, we found ourselves locked down, which afforded us the time to sort of develop this and see where it goes. And we're still going to grow and evolve. And what this show sounds like, hopefully, will sound very different from episode 10 if we make it that far and haven't killed one another.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine if we make it to episode 10? That would be great.
Well, at least if we do decide to, you know, hit Splitsville and our relationship disintegrates, it will be recorded.
What are you saying? Is that because we got into a fight before we started recording?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how, you know, this is the inaugural.
If we're going to be real, we might as well tell the damn truth right now.
This is the first episode.
I was just
second
in tears.
Recording.
Okay?
Let me...
I was just in tears 10 minutes ago, and now here we are. That's how much I love this motherfucker right here in front of me. I'm putting my emotions and my feelings aside for our business, for right now, for this work.
It's still a hobby. We're not getting paid for this.
Well, okay, but you know what I mean. So I'm a little mad at you right now. I'm a little annoyed.
Well, you're going to have to suck it up, Buttercup, because we have to bring the good news to the people. And this is just a quick aside. Bear with us. Like so many other activities in life, is best enjoyed with a cocktail in your hand. So if you don't have one already, head to CAPOCAGNA, capocagna.com. If you use the code Bear With Us, BARE with us, you get 20% off your order for the entire month of June. So if you are not enjoying this with Capo Caña, you should probably do that right now, because it's much funnier to listen to Leah and I talk about the ins and outs and doldrums of our relationship if you're half kicked in the ass.
Yeah, everything's better with wine. So that's why I'm drinking mine right now.
Also, I just want to say that I'm very happy that you were able to overcome your sudden near-death experience that occurred on the way to the studio.
Everything is going against me this morning. Everything.
I think this is all karma's way of saying you should have come home with me rather than stay in Florida for an extra day to hang out and do all of your girly things.
Well, I had to get a facial. I had to get my hair done.
You can get one of those at home. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Take it there.
No, so what happened this morning was I didn't eat breakfast, and then because I had a flight, I was in Florida. So then I came home here to Pittsburgh. I had maybe like half a protein bar at the airport. And then I got home and all my new vitamins came in the mail, like my hair vitamins, my skin vitamins, my multivitamin. And I took them all on an empty stomach. And then 10 minutes before we had to leave to come to the recording studio, I got deathly ill. Like, you know that feeling when you take vitamins on an empty stomach, and I thought I was going to vomit. It was disgusting. I had the sweats. I couldn't breathe. Like, I'm scrummaging. Scrummaging? Is that the word?
I don't know where you're going with it. I don't know what's
around
following
the, around,
so.
Around the kitchen, like, scrummaging? Scrummaging?
Rummaging?
Rummaging. I was rummaging our fridge, and I couldn't find anything to eat because I hadn't been home in a week, so we have no food in our refrigerator. So I'm eating Doritos, trying to make myself feel better. But you guys, I made it. We're here.
And the moral of the story is don't take vitamins.
Period. On an empty stomach.
No, just in general, because it could really be catastrophic and ruin your podcasting morning.
Can I put a disclaimer out there really quick
about this podcast?
I just want to make it very clear that we are not experts at any of this.
Speak for yourself.
We don't know what the hell we're talking about or what we're doing, but we just feel like we're in a relationship and we've been through some shit together. And we just feel like a lot of the things we go through, other couples go through. And we wanted to sort of normalize a lot of the things that might seem taboo or might be a little risque for couples to talk about, or things that everyone goes through but they don't even admit or want to admit. So we just kind of want to put everything out there and make things a little bit easier for you and your partner to talk about.
Don't worry, guys. There are people out there in the world, i.e. Matt and Leah, who are just as screwed up as you are.
So probably more screwed
up. It's time to embrace it. You mentioned talking about all the things that we have been through as a couple, which obviously we can't give everything away because otherwise we won't have much of a podcast. But the one thing in particular, back to what spawned the existence of Bear With Us, was quarantine.
Quarantine.
Because the majority of the world has been locked down for the past several months. Hopefully by the time this hits the airwaves in the second week of June, maybe there's some semblance of normality to get excited about. So maybe you're listening to this in your car because you're on the way to work.
Or to like a bar or something. Imagine when bars are open again.
Right.
It's going to be amazing.
But I think the fact that we survived with minimal scarring this quarantine. We just moved in together, what, 6 months ago?
In December, yeah. The end of December.
In any relationship, that's a massive step. For those of you that have moved in with your significant other, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't lived with another person that you are in a romantic relationship with, don't do it. It's a surefire way to melt things down. This is when you're supposed to cut me off and say, babe.
That's awful. Well, I'm looking at you, but they can't see that. I'm looking at him with daggers.
Leah's so new to podcasting, she thinks that her face is going to show up.
Okay, that's f***ing rude. I'm not an idiot.
I know you're not an idiot. I'm just making fun because that's how we survived. That's how we survived quarantine.
And prior to quarantine, by the way, we hadn't spent more than, I think, a few days together. Because, again, like you said, we just moved in together. Prior to that, we're both on the road all the time. I was living in South Florida. You were living in Connecticut. Every other week, I would go visit you or vice versa. But other than that, I think most time we ever spent together was when we went on vacation. I think it was in August.
Yeah, to Jamaica. Like 4 days.
4 days straight. That was the most time we had ever spent together.
There's a transition period. No matter how in love you are with another person, it's definitely an adjustment period. And we kind of jumped into the fire in December. And then here we go, fast forward a few months. Now there's no escape.
Well, can I ask you, what was a big eye opener moving in with me? Like, if you're saying it's an adjustment period,
no, for
what
anybody,
did you have to adjust to?
There's an adjustment period for anybody, because anyone that moves in with another person, whether it be romantic or otherwise, people have their habits. People have their ways that they do things. You are very, very, very independent as far as Leah's going to do what Leah wants to do and has to do as pertains to your profession and your schedule.
Okay.
And you have a very particular way of doing things.
Sure.
Your way. I'm kind of go with the flow for the most part. So there's a lot
of
things.
Which is good. We balance each other out then.
Right. Because I'm just kind of, I exist wherever it is that I am and it's going to be fine. But I learned in short order that there's like ways that you do things. And rather than,
for example, let's hear it.
Oh, let me think.
I'm nervous to hear what you're
No,
have
no,
to say.
I'm trying to think.
I mean,
because
I
everything's
think I'm
become so normal.
To look
no,
like.
You're not at all. That was kind of my point, that it was a pretty easy transition as it goes. It's not like you were one.
But you're really adamant about saying you have your ways of doing
you
things.
You do. You can't even disagree with me.
I know, but like, I know myself and how I live, but I'm wondering how you perceive that.
Well, as far as like from a scheduling perspective, you just make plans and you just go with them. Never mind.
But not without you.
Eh,
like,
that's
if it's
not
like,
entirely true.
What are you talking about?
You're like, hey, babe, I'm going to Florida for a week. Oh,
okay. That's
okay.
Not true.
That's 100%
no,
true.
That is not true. A lot of times I'm like, okay, if we're going to Orlando for work and I'm not working, I'm going to go to my place in Fort Lauderdale, my beautiful home. And if I'm not working, then why shouldn't I go?
There's no debate on whether or not you should go. It's that there's never like a, hey, do you have anything planned this week? Or would you want to come do this
thing? Oh my God, that's so not true. The amount of times I'm like, I want you to come with me. And you're like, every time you say no.
That's not true.
Every single time. I feel like we're in therapy right now.
Well, this is much cheaper than therapy. I don't know if it's nearly as effective.
You guys, all of this stuff is coming out that he's never said, and he's just saying it now so he can get away with it.
It's catharsis. It's bottled up, and that's how I handle my emotions. I bottle them up until I explode.
Same. We're just terrible
after we
together.
Just got done saying, ooh, communication is key.
I know.
Neither of us are very good at it, so hopefully we'll get better. But anyway, I started to talk about quarantine and the weird adjustment period of moving in with somebody else. Or perhaps you already live with somebody else, but you always have the option of, I don't know, going to work, going outside, going to the bar, going to hang out with your friends. All of a sudden, 2020 shows up and goes, nah,
not
no mas.
Not up in here.
You cannot do that anymore. So a lot of people are stuck, were stuck in quarantine with another person, their significant other. And it seems as though, from everything I've read online, kind of a bad situation for a lot of couples.
Yeah, people are getting sick of each other. I totally get it, especially for people that are normally used to working all day and then you come home, spend a few hours with your significant other or your kids or whatever. You're busy and you're focused on other things, but now all you're focused on is how loud my significant other is chewing his food or how heavy they're breathing when we're watching TV or, you know, all these little things that never used to bother you are suddenly bothering. I'm not saying that those are things that are bothering
you. I was going to interject. I am not a loud
chewer. No, he's very polite.
I've got great table manners.
Great manners. But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't.
Right. And from everything I've read, like, couples are breaking up and divorcing.
Yeah, the divorce rate in China apparently is through the roof after this quarantine.
But yeah, it's not good. People are just being fed up with one another, which is something that we can't necessarily relate to. I mean, not that we don't have things that have gotten on each other's nerves, but we've come through this quarantine thing, I would say, as strong, if not stronger, as when we started it. And now we have a podcast to talk about it and brag about what a wonderful, perfect couple we really
are. Yeah, we have no issues. We're so perfect. And everything about our relationship is top notch. We should just end the podcast right there.
That's it. Thanks for joining us. This has been the first and only episode of Bear With Us.
No, I will agree. I think that our relationship has actually gotten stronger through quarantine.
But I think I would credit a lot of that to the communication thing. Because as you know, and the world is about to learn, I am a notoriously dirty fighter.
Oh, yes.
And that's the worst. A product of past relationships, a litany of them, not one in particular. But I've had the displeasure of not being great at conversation and more of like going for the throat.
Yeah,
and
he's just mean. Like if you have an argument over something, like say I do something that is just accidental, like you don't purposely try to hurt your partner's feelings. I don't, at least. So like if I'm doing something that bothers him or if he's mad at me about something, it's usually an accident and I'm unaware of my shortcomings in that sense. But when I do something wrong, he comes for my throat, like legitimately comes at me and says
like
these things,
like a badass werewolf,
like just terrible mean things. And rather than just being like, hey, what you did annoyed me or hurt my feelings, maybe let's not do that again, he's like,
I was like, these eggs are runny, I hate your face.
Ew, that sounds so snobby.
I don't eat eggs.
I like eggs. Do y'all know where that's from? Did
no.
you ever watch the Amanda Show? Or it's all that.
What the hell the Amanda
Welcome
Show
to
is.
The girls' room. And all the girls on the show like have their own little character. And like Ashley, who's Amanda, she's like the very like popular one. And then there's like an emo one. And then there's a girl. She goes, I like eggs.
I have no earthly idea what
it's great.
The hell you are talking about.
Anywho, I just feel like he's such a dirty fighter. For me personally, when we're in a disagreement or something goes wrong, I tell him like, hey, I didn't like when you did this. Let's try to maybe work on that or let's fix it. And then that's it. I'm not trying to like tear him down in the process.
I feel like I'm getting better. It's definitely a work in progress. When something does annoy or upset me, I've gotten a little bit more comfortable talking about it, which has lent itself to successfully weathering this quarantine. And thank God we have a two-story apartment.
Yeah. Because although most of the time we spend together.
We do. But in the instances where I am annoyed or you are, appear to be annoyed, I refuse to believe you're actually annoyed because I can't be annoying.
Oh, my God.
But
if you guys could only see what happened here before we started filming or recording.
I think she was still emo over her near vitamin OD.
Oh, my God. No.
Anyway.
He's putting a lot of pressure on me, guys, to be perfect. And I can't be perfect.
Listen, if you can't be Nobody's a Stepford perfect. Wife, then this is not the podcast for you, okay? That's what this is. I'm secretly training your mind to be exactly what I want you to be, which is basically a sex robot.
Okay, so you... I fucking hate you so much. I hate him, you guys. I fucking hate him. Okay. Can you say the F word?
You just did multiple times. We don't have any sponsors
well,
we'll offend
to
yet, aside from the company that you own, so I guess...
No, so when do you get annoyed by me? Like, when do you go upstairs? What do I do? That's annoying.
Basically, when I just tell you, like, I'm going to go upstairs and watch horror movies, I'm annoyed about something. It doesn't necessarily mean it's an issue. My go-to is when I feel like I'm getting annoyed. Rather than let it escalate or sit and seethe on it, I just leave.
Remove yourself.
I try to remove myself from the situation. And we've found ourselves headed to separate levels of the home on several occasions during this quarantine.
We haven't really had any big fights.
No though. Big blowout, knockdown,
dragouts. You know what I will
outs.
Say? This just came to my mind and I was thinking, Leah, don't say this. Maybe you shouldn't say this. It's probably not a good idea to say. But now I brought it up, so now I feel like I have to say it. One thing that I will say that I feel like is a little bit shitty about quarantine. Okay. So the look on his face right now is like, ooh, what is she about to say? We were together for about a year. We started like February of last year, right. Like January, February. This is a new relationship, right? And we didn't really see each other that much other than we were at work or if we visit each other every once in a while. Now we move in together. And you know when you're like in the honeymoon phase of your relationship and everything is great and you just look at everything with rose-colored glasses and it's just new and it's fun and it's exciting and you have butterflies in your stomach. And that's what it was like, I feel like, when we moved in together, right? So it's like all new. We're experiencing all these new things together.
It was Christmas time.
It was Christmas. Yeah, it was just so perfect. And then all of a sudden, now we're together every single day in quarantine. I feel like it took the honeymoon phase of our move-in and just like threw it out the window. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree. But I also, when all this quarantine came into effect, you and I, the week prior, made it a point to stay home and do nothing, right. Which, ha, jokes on us. We spent so much time on the road that even when we moved in, we were still trying to make time to see one another. So here we are, all the Matt and Leah you can handle, and then it's like, oh, wait. You thought it was over? No. That week you took to really reset, which was sufficient.
And we needed
more than enough time.
We had been so like busy, and we had this one week where like, okay, let's not go out. Like, we were used to like going out for dinners or like, you know, just trying new things, especially in this new city that we just moved into. And then all of a sudden, after 1 week of doing nothing, we're like, okay, let's get back to it. And then we couldn't. So we've been
basically as long as you've been locked down, we were plus 1 week, but that was by our own hand,
our own fault.
But what do you think are some things that lent themselves to us weathering this successfully as opposed to a lot of people who aren't having quite as much luck?
Well, I just feel like, again, this is a new relationship. So it's not like we've been together 10, 15 years and we're sick of each other's faces at this point. This is new. So I think that has helped. But I also think we know there's nothing we can do about it. You know, we know like, oh, well, we could be doing this or we could be doing that. No, like there's no option of anything to do. So we're just here. And we've, I think, made the most of being together, like binging shows together. And I mean, if you think about like, yeah, you said we went upstairs or like one of us would go upstairs. But that's very, very freaking rare. We spend all day, every day together.
So maybe we don't realize it, but the honeymoon phase is still in occurrence.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Just under very unusual circumstances. But you and I are both very busy, sort of borderline workaholic people.
Totally.
So having no option to escape to is actually what led us to having this podcast. It was, I think it was your idea to do Instagram
Live. Well, we were drunk one night, and I remember being like, we were drinking, we were in our kitchen. I was like, I had this idea, we should just like have our own talk show on Instagram. And you were like, I totally did not think you were going to be for it. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, that's stupid. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, tomorrow? Okay, cool. And then we just did it.
Right, and within several days, it had blown up to an extent as far as something stupid that I said. Got picked up on quite a few social media sites, and once again, we found ourselves in the pages of the New York Post.
Once again. Lord help me.
But now we have a little bit of a longer form platform that I can explain my theory.
He has to explain this, you guys.
I've tried to explain it to Leah in person, not being recorded. Have had little to no success, so maybe you, the Bear With Us faithful, can help, or just continue to condemn me. I said that during quarantine, now this is what, 3 weeks in-ish?
Right.
I was running a little low on libido. That is not an issue that I've ever dealt with in my life, but after being locked in my house for the better part of 3 weeks with no external stimuli aside from what Netflix or HBO can provide, I was just kind of bored. I just wasn't turned on by anything. I wasn't into it.
I'm literally throwing myself at him every single day because my libido was not gone. And God, I don't think there's any worse feeling than feeling rejected when you're feeling some type of way.
But I think the reason this all came to be was my delivery, and I compared myself to a panda bear in captivity. In captivity being the important part.
Because I'm rolling my eyes.
You actually hear her rolling her eyes on this one. Panda bears, notoriously, once they find themselves in captivity, like a zoo, they don't want to breed because they're like, I just want to go out and do panda bear shit, with my panda bear friends. And maybe then I'll hook up with another panda bear and create more panda bears. But the fact is, like, you take them out of their environment where they're happy to be panda bears, they all of a sudden aren't worried about getting it on. They're like, I just want to sleep and eat and do nothing and not be a panda bear that is breeding.
I still don't get it. I really don't.
What I'm saying is, you took me out of my environment.
No, but there was no, like, all we could have asked for, I feel like, for the first year of our relationship, was like, oh, let's just, like, have some time together. We can just, like, be at home and have sex and just drink and eat and just be us. And we finally had that, and then he wasn't into it. And I was like, first of all, I was offended just in general prior to him even announcing this to the world. And I get it. Everyone goes through, like, phases. Like, you're not into it. I get it. But for, like, I don't know, it was like at least 2 weeks I was like trying and whatever, doing whatever I could, and nothing was working. And so I already felt defeated as it was. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Why isn't he into it? Like, I don't know. I just was feeling insecure about it. And then he decides to tell the entire world how he's feeling. So now the entire world knows that my boyfriend does not want to have sex with me. So I was offended. How could I not be?
I get it. I just kind of laugh at the situation. I wasn't concerned for our romantic aspects of our relationship. I was just not feeling it. And
Right. Just
like girls notoriously usually are like, oh, I'm not in the mood. The old cliche, I have a headache. Doesn't mean you don't love your husband or you're just not into it and you just need an excuse. I didn't even really make excuses. I just wasn't feeling it. And I mean, within 3 days of me putting my foot in my mouth, that's been remedied, you know, about a thousand
times
over.
Of course, but in our relationship, I feel like we have a very healthy sex life. Like,
sure.
It's been, we've never had an issue. It's like usually like, okay, it's been a few hours, let's get back to it sort of thing. So to go from one extreme to the other, it was like, damn, like what's happening? Like I was not used to that.
Right. Well, and it was much like I felt like a panda because I'd been removed
from
my environment.
We get it, you're a panda, but you're not in, you're...
My environment being, you know, see, you're not listening.
I know, your environment is traveling and being able to go here and there and the things you want to do and the places you want to be. I get that.
So when you're feeling normal and you're in your normal headspace, these things should just come naturally. I was not feeling anything close to normal. I was feeling the polar opposite of something I hadn't experienced in basically 10 years of like just having nowhere to be or nothing to do. And it was weird and it was just an adjustment period.
Well, I could think of plenty of things to do. You know what I mean?
Well, we've got time. Quarantine still
sort of
exists.
Also, is this like really boring? And are we very narcissistic for just talking about ourselves?
I think so.
Like,
that's what I was trying to avoid.
Do you think other people even find this interesting?
I don't know.
Like, people are probably like, ew, they're so boring. And they think they're way more exciting than we actually are.
That is a very real possibility. But you listen to those two girls on that Call Her Daddy
podcast. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Well, now it's just one girl.
Well, I listened to it once and was ready to take a bullet.
Babe, you can't see that.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, well, I love the show, and it's the number one podcast in the world.
Right,
so.
No, but I'm saying,
they're obviously doing
so maybe like a couple million people will listen to us and think that they're... A
couple million? I was hoping like maybe at least 20 people
like
would
a dozen.
Listen.
I'll settle for a dozen.
Yeah, a couple million. Woo! Imagine the day. Hopefully by then you'll have sex with me.
But lucky for us, the world is slowly but surely starting to reopen. So our quarantine survival kit is probably not going to be of any use to anybody because most people are probably out like doing real life things while we're sitting in this studio talking about
it. So you're welcome
for
nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's what we hope to accomplish with this show. Nothing. But we actually could use your help. We want this to be interactive. The whole reason that this show came into existence is because the Instagram lives were a blast and you guys wrote in with your comments and Instagram messages and all those fun things. So keep it coming. Follow us at Bear With Us Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, wherever else
Facebook.
We are available.
And let us know what you guys want to talk about. Like maybe there's an issue you and your partner are having and you don't know how to address it with your partner. Let us do that for you. You know, maybe you can listen to this with your partner and it'll be easier to bring up some of these topics and issues that you're having rather than having to be like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about this thing. If you're just listening to us and we're addressing an issue that you're probably having or might be having, it's way easier. Just be like, blame it on us. We'll take the heat for you.
Or if you're single, you could just listen to us yammer and be like, God, I am glad I am single. And you can just
and don't do any of the shit we're doing.
Embrace celibacy, which works for some people. I think we handled most of the business.
Did I do a bad job? Am I terrible? Are you going to fire me?
I'm thinking about firing you. because that way I can do dirty things to you and not worry about lawsuits.
Oh my God, see? I cannot.
See where my head's always at now that I'm out of quarantine. So chime in, send us some messages, send us tweets, Instagram messages, just stay out of my girlfriend's DMs, please. I'm asking nicely. We'll have a lot to talk about, and hopefully we will be back sooner than later with more Bear With Us. One more time, head over to capocagna.com, CapoCagna.com, and use the code Bear With Us to get 20% off your order. So next week, when you listen to us yammer, you can get drunk while doing it and maybe forget it if it sucks. any closing moments, closing remarks?
I just want to thank you for being the most handsome, gorgeous, loving, giving, kindest partner in the world. And I just hope that I made you proud.
This is the Bear With Us podcast where we teach you how to lie to each other. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us. I like eggs.